We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Lauren LaRosa, our special guest host, is here. And we got a special guest in the building.
My good brother, Partisan Fontaine.
Party's here, party.
Thank y'all for having me. It's good to be back.
How you feeling this morning, man?
I feel good. I feel good. It's a good, great morning to be alive.
You put out Sex Tape?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that project. Eight songs.
Eight songs. And, yo, low-key, you know, I'm, like, new to this, like releasing music process. It's been a while since I dropped.
Yes, because you don't put out no damn music. I'm glad you said that.
Party, you're an artist, party.
I know. I make music all the time, but releasing music is the struggle that I've been having. But so there's actually supposed to be 10 songs on there. They'll be up soon. But right now, y'all got the 8. Live with that, and the other 2 is on the way.
I'm always on you about putting music out. You never do. You finally give us this. I guess you call it an EP, Sex Tape.
Yeah.
And it feels like at least the first half of it is about you being brokenhearted. It feels like that.
So how it feels?
What inspired that?
It's really like it's a bunch of records that I've made over time, you know what I'm saying, and just put together. That was our whole process of just wanting to get something out. And I've been trying to perfect it and waiting for the right time and all of this. So we kind of was like, yo, this is what we got. We going with this. Timing is just a God's thing, I guess, you know what I'm saying?
But I don't believe that these songs were just songs you had sitting around.
I promise you, if I could show you some dates of when they came together. But
Show Me Love, you've been sitting on?
I had that for, I got a video for it. So I can show you the dates of the video. But like I said, these are all things I've felt at a time. So they are real songs and they are real to me.
How are you doing though? How are you doing, brother? Like you've been going through a lot in this industry recently.
That's such a rare question to hear as a man, right? Yo, how you doing?
How you doing, bro?
You know what I'm saying? It's a rare question.
Yeah, but that's why we got to check on each other as men.
Absolutely. And you do check on me from time to time. You can send me a text like, "Yo, you good? Everything straight?" I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be in a space where I am releasing music, you know what I'm saying? Being creative and just putting myself out to the world again.
Why is that? Why are you afraid to put out music? Because you are a very dope artist. I've been rocking with Party for a long time before he even had a deal or anything. Why are you afraid to put out music?
I don't know exactly what I can attribute it to. I don't know if I say afraid, but it's just like I'm a bit of a perfectionist. You know what I'm saying? I like to tweak and care. Even this project right now, like we at the 11th hour, and I'm still making changes and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like that's just part of my process. But I had to really force myself to do it. I'm an overthinker of a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I've been the receiver of scrutiny on several things. So I'm like,
like you were less gun shy before you had a deal.
Absolutely. I had nothing to lose.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had to put it out. I was trying to get a deal.
I had to get out the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I gotta make something. And this was just me expressing myself. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like, damn, at this stage, expressing yourself.
I think she put that paper there. Put your gum in.
My gum in?
Yeah, the gum police. She's the gum police today.
The gum police? Gotcha. My bad.
Thank you.
At this level, expressing yourself could get you ridicule. Could get you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, why you say that? You know what I mean? So it's a little different of a creative process sometimes.
Does this make it difficult for you? Because, you know, you've released projects before, and usually when you do interview is in this album, you're more emotional. You're talking about feelings. So is it difficult for you to do interviews now and to talk about feelings, especially where you came from and how you came up in this industry?
I'm happy that I'm having to get comfortable with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely a thing that's new to me. Expressing vulnerability, how I'm really feeling, you know what I'm saying? I like to play quiet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't share too much in my personal life, even on social media. Like, you know what I mean? I don't do too much. I don't even promote my own shit a lot of the time. You know what I'm saying? I just like, yo, here go the music. Y'all tell me what y'all think. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to get comfortable with just being more out there and expressing myself and telling people how I feel. And
is it imposter syndrome? Because, you know, the first project that put me on to you was Not supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. That's what out there is.
So what did that title mean then, and what does it mean to you now when you hear that?
I still think it stands the same. You know what I mean? At that time in my life, not supposed to be here. I was in the hood. I felt like I was so talented. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, there's no way all this talent, all this music, all this drive, I'm supposed to be in the hood. And I felt like it rang true, not just for me, but for everybody that was in Newburgh. Like, you know what I'm saying? And in that area of upstate New York, I felt like, yo, I know niggas that's nice at ball that's not getting that same look. You know what I'm saying? I know other niggas that can do this and that and the third, and we just wasn't getting our look. So I just felt like there was no way I was supposed to be stuck in that position. So that was the name of it.
And you was right then, but I'm talking about, like, even now, do you feel like you're not supposed to be here? Is there some type of imposter syndrome? You done made a lot of money writing for people, stuff like that?
I feel like I am supposed to be here, but I feel like I'm not one that always boast myself up. Like, I did this, I did that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always been the person of a let somebody else do it. Like, you know, like, let them tell your accolades. Let them, like, yo, nah, you come up here, you know what I mean? Like, so I've never been one to, like, just boast myself to the forefront or take that. So I guess if that's in that imposter syndrome lane, maybe.
But you got a lot of plaques. You wrote a lot for
Cardi. A lot of plaques. Yeah. Yo, that's why I'm back to pop my shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like, if not, who gonna pop your shit for you but you? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now just being more true to myself, it's like, damn, nigga, you did accomplish a lot. Mm-hmm. And now I feel the need to, because now I see people act like I don't got this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? We never did this. We never did it. Nigga, I'm out here. I've been out here. I'm great at what I do. You know what I'm saying? I do it well. So I feel like now is the time I really got to just show that and talk about
it. You wrote all the hits. I remember when Party posted Be Careful before we heard Cardi on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was rapping those verses. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounding crazy.
It sounded real crazy.
I'm like, what happened to my guy?
What happened to my guy?
First off, she heard the song and she was like, I need this. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking this. Mm-hmm. And she did her thing to it, flipped it around, all of that. But at the time, that song was, I'm like, writing it from the perspective of a girl for me. And my verse was going to be like my response. But, you know, she took it and made it like fucking multi-million-dollar hit. But
Are you still writing for Cardi?
We still work together. We still collaborate.
All right.
It's crazy because as a woman who's listening to your music, a lot of times I feel like I hear you telling, like, women, I'm a gem. Don't lose me. I'm here for you. But in real life, you're saying that you don't even feel that way about a lot of your accomplishments. Like, why? How is it like a whole different person when you're the artist, Cardi, versus in-person writer presenting your accolades, Cardi?
Because in your music, you get to, you know, get to pop your shit. You get to explain. You get to tell your side of the story. You get to be yourself, you know what I'm saying? And put out to the universe what you need to.
Right.
Like, and I'm a person that likes to let my work speak for myself, you know what I'm saying? Speak for itself. So if I'm braggadocious in music, I get to be chilling person, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I mean.
I was gonna ask, do you wanna be an artist or do you prefer to write behind the scenes?
No, listen, I've never ever, I've told this before, I've never ever intended to be a writer. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't consider myself a writer to this day. Like, I've really just helped out people I like or people that I'm friends with. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm in a studio with people all day cooking up records like, yo, this is for such and, that's not me. I'm making music for myself most of the time. And if there's somebody that I respect or somebody that just wants my taste, my opinion on something, I feel like that's more the lane it is. It's like, nah, this nigga got good taste. This nigga's, his beat selection is impeccable. This nigga knows, he's witty. You know what I'm saying? So people want that around when they creating their shit. So I'll be happy to help when it's somebody I like.
I remember being somewhere with Kanye, and Kanye was like, man, that Cardi line, man, when she said, I'm about to run out of Gucci. Too many hangers. What was the line?
I gotta stay out of Gucci. I'm finna run out of hangers.
Yeah, and he was like, yo, I need to work with Party. I thought he was talking about Party next door. It didn't dawn on me he was talking about Party.
And that's your man. You see how your man does you? You see how your man does you?
At this time, he like, I know that nigga. You know that nigga?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, so you ended up in Wisconsin.
Absolutely, yeah.
Writing for Kanye then.
Yeah. We put some shit together out there too.
So it was Kanye, Cardi, who else?
Beyonce.
Oh, you wrote Beyonce? Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. like, that's what I mean. So it's like, when people like, you're a writer, and I say I don't just be out here just writing for anybody. It's like, look who I work with type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to just be out here just.
On the Renaissance album?
No. Something else.
Have they come out yet?
Anytime.
He's like, you're asking too many questions, my nigga.
Anytime you get to work with Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? I love that opportunity. I was so glad that she even, you know, considered my taste. Wow. And my opinion on putting something together. So
how did that call come in?
Oh, hey, Beyonce wants to do something. You got any ideas for this?
Who called your phone, bro? Was it Hove? Was it B?
And it was one of those things where I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, whatever.
Like, stop playing on my phone.
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? But then I heard the instrument. I'm like, nah, this could be something. This is probably going to materialize into something.
Did you drop everything and run right to the studio?
I think I did. You know what I'm saying? I was in the crib and when I got the call, so I did. I started it right away.
Are you allowed to talk about this?
What I'm talking about right now?
Yeah.
I think so. I ain't getting no letters or nothing like this.
Is it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it came out? Yeah, okay. I was just thinking maybe another Houston hottie could block it now, just in case. I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know. Now,
next time he texts you or you are all right, don't respond. Leave him on red, okay?
Now, on Show Me Love, you say putting ointment on scars that you got way before me.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful line. Talk to me about that line.
I mean, like, when you get into relationships with some people, like, sometimes there are things they've been through that are traumatic to them, like, mm-hmm. you know, and you gotta kind of maneuver around that, like sore spots, sensitive spots. You try to show them that those things are not issues for you, or you try to just help them heal through those things. So,
can you help somebody heal if you're not yourself on a journey of healing?
If you're not yourself healed?
Yeah, healed or on a journey of healing.
I mean, I feel like that's a common mistake that people try to make. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Trying to heal somebody, trying to fix somebody. You know what I mean? It's a common thing that we try, but I think as people, we just try to help others along on our journeys at whatever spot they are.
That's why I hear on a lot of these songs, you know, especially on like Run, 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 you said you're not ready for love.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made me think, well, damn, if Party not on a journey of healing, if he's not ready for love, how can he be mad at a woman who's not ready yet?
I mean, these are all songs from different perspectives, different times, you know what I'm saying? So at that time, it was like, damn, I'm not ready for love. Maybe I just been through something that now makes me unable to be ready to give the love that I know I can, or love at my highest potential. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that was that message at that time.
At the time that you had started dealing with Megan, do you feel like you had healed and you were in a space where you're ready for love?
I felt like I was very open to love and experiencing it and just being with somebody. So I felt like I was fine.
How many times have you gotten your heart broken, Party?
How many times?
In life.
Man, he's just been out here doing me wrong, man. He's been out here doing me dirty, man. It's bad. I don't think I'm a heartbroken kind of guy, but I've had my share of bumps and bruises, you know?
Are you a hopeless romantic?
I ain't gonna lie. The fact that a brown skin, dark skin brother is his heart broken, I'm not mad, because I used to make fun of Drake when he got his heart broken.
And get y'all party some water, man.
And y'all blaming on the light skin brother.
But, his mouth getting dry, his eyes starting to water. Get him something to drink, man.
Do
get
these
my brother
two
some
way
water.
Street heartbreaks or like. It's just your way, or what
I'm just asking because sometimes people react.
They don't cause the issues; they react to the issues.
Sometimes that do happen.
You want water to kill a man? What you need right now?
I told you at any point if you need you. Why are you trying
to make me out to be this alcoholic? I asked for a water.
I don't think
and
that
now
you're
turn into now to turn into tequila.
I told you at 10 a.m. I condone it. So if you need it, I got you.
What's in that cup right there?
It's a tea. Normally I do a hot toddy, but this ain't one of them. Just tea.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you kindly.
So I wanted to ask about
the... Hold on, let him finish that thought, though.
He don't even remember. He ran from that thought a minute ago.
Where was he at?
Heartbroken.
Heartbreaks. You were talking about heartbreaks, and I said, are these two-way heartbreaks where, like, something's happening and a person is reacting? Like, are you doing something and the person's reacting? Now you're heartbroken, or you do something and she's reacting, and now everybody's heartbroken? Or is it just out of the blue?
I've been in multiple relationships where I've been the fault. I've been in relationships where... I was like, damn, I didn't even see that for you. I've been through both of them, all those scenarios I've been through.
Now, you did the record, The Person.
I did.
What made you release that record? Why did you feel like you had to do that record?
I just felt like I wanted to give some context to the things that have been put out about myself, you know? I felt like that was just necessary.
Was that really about you when she said she caught her man getting head in her bed? Was that about you? I didn't know if that was about you or she was just rapping.
I ain't seen nobody else trend. I only seen.
But that don't mean nothing. You know the truth.
I do know the truth, and I know what was discussed between us. So
is that something she accused you of, getting head in her bed?
It's a loose interpretation of events.
Make it tight for us. Like, we want to understand. Because when you say you walked into your man getting head in the bed,
sounds very specific.
Yeah,
right?
I'm envisioning her walking in and going off on shorty.
And this is why I was like, this is absolutely not the case, and that's why I felt like a record like The Person needed to happen.
So you want to clear of how you feel like the social media and the industry was looking at you at one time.
Just everything. With that one line, a lot of people are like, oh, it's one line, That one line, like, made people not want to interview me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, this is prior to me saying anything, making any song. I'm like, oh, nah, he's this, he's that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me for a long time. I've never been a bad person, never been painted any type of way in the media at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that one, it hurt me personally, and then two, it like tarnished my image. It tarnished my, you know what I'm saying? Tarnished who I was as a person.
One line that you did say that I think all men out there felt was when you said you found out a lot of stuff that was going on through the media, through social media. So how did y'all deal with that? Because even during that time, y'all still stayed strong. So how did y'all deal with that? Because it has to be hard to find out something about your partner or anybody on social and not face to face. You know what I mean?
I mean, when you're with somebody you love, you find a lot of endurance. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go through things. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, on Sexy and Conceited, you said a girl could stab you and you wouldn't leave. So if someone can do something
if that's the type of time we on, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in toxic relationships. It's like, you know what I'm saying? If we bond, then we bond. Whatever, but.
Trauma.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
What's that mean?
You lock in. I'm just trying to understand you a little bit more. Mm.
So my point by saying that is, you know, if somebody, and I know you was just exaggerating when you say somebody could stab you and you wouldn't leave, but basically you're saying you're willing to make things work through
thick and thin.
I'm saying, we like that, then we like that, yeah.
So you could make, even if you did hear about her and other people, speaking of Megan, you could work through that, right? If you love her.
I don't think it's ever been a issue about who she's been with or any partner. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's something for people to judge, like, who you've been with. But I think something to be judged is honesty. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In a relationship, I think that's something to be judged.
So let's talk about that. So you saying that, we talk about the car facts, right? So people, you want to know the whole facts. You want to know the whole facts. You want to know yours. You want to know hers.
Nah, not even. But if I have
questions.
If I ask a specific question and you choose to tell me the opposite of the truth, it then becomes a lie. That I have a problem with. You know what I'm saying? But
what if the person's telling the truth? But you just don't want to believe it because of everything that you're hearing in the world.
No, that's not me.
Did you ask the question before it hit the world?
Absolutely.
And that's the one thing that was surprising, because you don't speak much on social media, right? It's all about the music. So at one time you was ready to go to war, right? Ready to knuckle up with whoever it was, and because you believed something. And then you found out that what you believed wasn't the truth. So how was that dealt with? Because you were ready to fight whoever, right? As you should. Your girl, your fiance, somebody you was thinking about. You said you were going to pick out a ring.
And it sounded like you listened to the song. Like,
I listened to the album.
I'm saying? I feel like I like that, and I appreciate that, because I feel like when I see a lot of comments or I get a lot of questions, I'm like, yo, did you listen to this? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've said, I spoke my piece. I said this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been one to come in and address a bunch of stuff, especially not anything this personal, this serious to me on, you know what I'm saying?
In this type, you know what I'm saying?
That's not my body, you know what I'm saying? I barely talk about my own music, which I want people to hear.
You barely put out music.
Shut up, man.
It takes him a long time to put out goddamn music.
I do it just sporadically, you know what I'm saying? Like, the black girl, hoop earrings, that was just last year, you know what I'm saying? Like, boom, y'all hear from me, and
absolutely,
it makes this noise, and then I'll be...
You pop up and then I'm you doing. Disappear for a while.
Yeah, but
I guess my
but we're here. Sex tape is out now. Make sure y'all go listen to that.
And I mean, sex tape just brings more questions. Though.
Why you that name? Huh? Why that name?
It was already that. Like, I had a, I don't know. Sex is one of my topics that I go to often. You know what I'm saying? It's especially in the music.
There's a lot of things you could do with the word sex, though. And then, I mean, you know, right now everybody's having a conversation about you, Meg, Tory Lanez, and then you drop something, you name it sex tape. People, I feel like a lot of people look at this as like you're leaning into what's happening or what's the conversation is.
And if I told y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't.
If you leaning in, it's fine.
I promise you, I had my title picked and I thought, I'm like, yo, boom, all right, let's just drop off the S because, you know what I'm saying? It might be too raunchy, too explicit, boom. Mm-hmm. But now it's X tape. Oh, now it's definitely about such and such. Mm-hmm.
You was gonna go X tape?
That was my abbreviation.
Bro,
that was
you the way need a group that, chat yeah. that like listen, to be honest with chat. You.
But listen, and now it's
that's
sex
why I changed
tape.
It. Yeah,
but, and that's still a problem. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I couldn't avoid it either way. You
so
know
it's
what
supposed
saying?
To be X tape.
No, it's supposed to be sex tape.
Lord have mercy.
It's supposed to be sex tape.
On That's Cute, you say Alfredo and mistakes, the only thing hoes know how to make.
Yes,
tough
Lord.
Line.
First of all,
yes,
I feel like,
yes,
I feel like yes, if they can Lord. Do Alfredo, they can do spaghetti, baked chicken. They can do a couple
that's
basic.
That's all the same family.
Girl. Don't do that.
It's all pasta. It's all pasta.
But then the mistakes part.
If you ask them to make something, you could, you know what I'm saying? And if she one level up, she gonna throw in the salmon. You know what I'm saying? She might make a little salmon. Yeah.
Medium.
Tuscan in the air fryer, no?
I know.
Oh, wow.
And then on another part, you say, I love you girl like Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate don't really love these women.
He don't?
No.
I don't know. The interview I saw, he was talking about how you love, you know what I'm saying? He wanted a woman and all that. I thought he was, you know what I'm saying?
You talking about Andrew Tate, the online.
Yes,
like,
that's on That's Cute.
How he did you?
100 millionaire, billionaire, that guy.
Party. I'm starting to feel like there's a little bit of like, you know what you're doing.
What?
Because ain't no way you thought that man loved women.
You think Andrew Tate don't love women?
He has some serious issues on how he shows it and how he speaks on it.
Man. I don't know everything my man doing in his life. The interview that I saw, I'm like, nah, nigga, love women. I understand that. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio, make a line, it was a line.
Now, the clip that went viral.
You know, it's people that'll say online, run from men who like Andrew Tate. That's what women say.
Did I ever say I like Andrew Tate? I just said, you know what I'm saying?
You said, I love you, girl,
so
like Andrew
Tate. I put Andrew Tate in the Google. You want to know the first three things that came
out? Well, he said his name just rhymes.
They talked about the his trafficking case.
Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm just saying it just rhymes.
Yo, why are you scared to put out music? Shit. This is why.
So Partisan, you're the rap Andrew Tate.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? This is why I am scared to put out music. But now, like, my stream of consciousness, now I have to go back and be like, ah, shit, now I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
boom. With a line that make it make sense.
He said,
like,
just rhyme with plate. That's it.
The next line is CVS will be open late. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, had nothing to do.
Why you in CVS? What you buying in CVS?
See, you know what I'm saying? But boom, that's artistic, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, I don't know. What the fuck is it there for? You know what I'm saying?
Now,
like,
you was trending yesterday because.
Paul, I wanted to finish the question.
What, Tate?
No, what accountability
leave Tate alone.
Do you take? Because you say women only know how to make mistakes. You know, you say the thing about Andrew Tate.
Stop trying to pin that on me.
What accountability does partisan take in these relationships that don't go right?
I'm going to keep it 100. I have no problem taking accountability. And first off, like my first thing before in most situations, I normally just blame myself. Like I could be on the train, a nigga step on my shoe. I'm like, oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just automatic. Like, yo, he probably didn't see me. I was close to him. That's just my natural thought process. I'm trying to like, damn. What did I do to make them feel that way? What did I do to make them think this? You know what I'm saying? I'm a person that is always trying to avoid a conflict or avoid such and such. And when something does go awry or a conflict happens, it's like, damn, what did I do that got them there? That's one of the things I learned in therapy though, that they were saying I shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop trying to avoid what people are going to perceive or think about or such and such. Like, you're walking on eggshells your whole life because you're trying to plan how people are going to feel for things you do. So, but I don't mind taking accountability. It's probably my first reaction to anything. Like, damn, this is probably partially my fault, at least in some way.
Right.
In the mega.
We had a conversation earlier. We were talking about, you went viral yesterday talking about that you didn't know if you cheated or not, right? Because you said that you hid a text message from.
No, see, again, boom. The song, I already said in the song. You know what I'm saying? I said in the song. I asked them because we have been talking for, you know, this is social media again, this shit I'm scared of. I don't be wanting to come out here and talk. I don't want to tweet. I don't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I want to stay to myself. But we have been talking for like an hour and a half. So we're having a discussion. I'm asking them like, yo, what is cheating? You know what I'm saying? Like, let us put this out here on what we all think cheating is. You know what I mean? And I agreed. And I just wanted to make sure that we all agreed on what cheating was.
So what is cheating?
Cheating is anything that you don't want your partner to see, do, you know what I'm saying? Anything you wouldn't do in front of them, you know what I'm saying? I feel like all of that is in the lines of cheating.
If you're not willing to be honest about it.
Yeah, yo, you know what I'm saying? That's a form of cheating.
So you're not saying you did that, but y'all were just talking about what cheating was.
Well, black men don't cheat, first of all.
They definitely don't cheat first. But you know what I'm saying?
You sound still hurt a little bit. You sound still hurt a little bit. Can I ask you a very direct question?
I didn't
question?
Get hurt from what he said just
I'm
now.
Not talking about you. I'm talking to him.
No, I'm talking about him. I didn't get hurt from what he said. What you got?
No, no, I'm going with his next question.
It sounds like a reaction of reactionary. Like, he says black. You said black men don't cheat. He said black men don't cheat.
I'm just an asshole, bro. Don't read it too much into me. I'm just a jokester. That's another thing. I'm really like. I'll be a troll, like, you know what I'm saying, in my head, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody knows you.
But you can't be.
You don't put out music. You don't talk
that's
on
what
social.
I'm saying, though.
But
that's
even
what I'm
if
saying.
You did
so
on that
now
party,
when I be joking about shit, it's like, oh, they think I'm dead ass, or they think, you know what I'm saying, people read into it like the wrong way sometimes. So I'm like, you know what? I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm putting a song. They don't got my number. I don't got to explain it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's why a lot of times, you know, you my man, I get disappointed musically, though, because when you go back to the early stuff, and the videos you were putting out, the Bobby Brown record and all of that, like, you showed so much of your personality. Mm-hmm. And it seems like now that you're in the industry with more resources, more money, you don't do that no more. I don't understand it.
Absolutely. Yo, bro, remember this? I talked to my friends about this the other day. I'm like, yo, bro, I feel like if I was talking to 2016 me, this nigga would be so disappointed.
Yes.
I feel like he'd be disappointed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I felt like with everything I'm doing, I have everything I prayed for. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got to the point where all of this stuff I wanted to do is right there at my fingertips. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, damn, I would have killed for this. Like, we stayed up late nights for this. You know what I'm saying? We did so much, like, you know, just to get to this point. And I felt like I haven't been pushing myself out there. I haven't been putting out the music I want to put. And I feel like it's a result of just so much stuff, so much on the outside world that has gotten to me.
That's why I asked going on that we
be,
don't see.
That's why I asked if you wanted to be an artist, because, like you said, Charlamagne, when we first met Party, he was the guy that was pushing himself. He was making the music that was in the radios. It was emotional. It was in the club. You were in the club. You were pushing the record.
I was in the club. I was
you
outside
was calling.
Every
you
day.
Was coming by. I would see Party all the time, and then all of a sudden,
it's too, like, y'all see me, what was that? That's probably like close to 10 years ago, maybe. You know what I'm saying? 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, that's 8 years, no recognition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In a day and age where niggas make a song and they go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Imagine had my first song had a went, I'd have been, oh, this nigga got this. Like, so now I'm behind the ball, if you know what I'm saying, behind the eight ball, if you will, of like, all right, bet, I've been doing this. Now I still got to reintroduce myself. I still got to fight for it. But it's part of the process. Everything that you want is right beyond your comfort level.
Maybe you should stop using the eight ball for ace.
Why?
Because you're behind eight ball. I don't want you to be behind eight ball no more.
Mm-mm. I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. Because even right now, well, the project that you're about to put out is cool, but I think with everything that's surrounding you, this could have been a moment for you to like, people are watching, listening to you, like every word you're saying. That's why everything's going so viral. It could have been such a moment. There was so much that I think I wanted to hear from you about that is not in this project. And I'm sure you have so much more music, but I think they were telling me that last week. I'm telling you right now, I think you kind of be in your own way a little bit about stuff. Things are happening and people going to come for you. Maybe some of it is rightfully so. I don't know. I'm just meeting you. Mm-hmm. But you can't. There's nothing you can do about that.
Absolutely. Right. And like even what you just said, yo, you could have made this project, this, that, and the third. You could have made, boom. So what's that make? What's that need? That needs time, right? So that's more time of me like, all right, let me sit away. Let me perfect this. Let me make sure I get all my, yo, when I get into that, shit don't get done. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we got music that people need to hear right now. And I have been planning on putting this out, you know what I mean? Like, let them have this music. I don't know, the biggest song on my career, it could be on that tape right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, but get it to the people and just working on my process, working through my creativity, working through things that make me uncomfortable. I feel like that's just part of the artist stage and the growth.
Do you feel like you rushed to put this project out just because, to your point, you don't like people talking about you? So when you put out the record about Meg, it was so much backlash. You was like, man, let me change the conversation a little bit.
This project was coming. It was already slated and dated. You know what I'm saying? It was already coming. And it just, the time was, that the person song took time away from me prepping the project. You know what I'm saying? That was just a one-off. It's not on the project.
Yeah, why not? On there?
Because it wasn't for that. You know what I'm saying? I never wanted this to be like, yo, I'm about to capitalize on this. I just felt like, I needed to put it out there so people could hear me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want it to be the talking point of my creativity. I didn't want, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a side note. I had to do that for myself, but this is what I want y'all to focus on. This is what is important to me.
But you did say something. You said that, you know, some people didn't want to do interviews with you. Did people box you out because of that? Because you said people didn't want to talk to you, do interviews?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. You know, and I felt like that was misfortunate, like, you know what I'm saying, or unfortunate, because y'all haven't heard me say anything at this point. Y'all heard a line in a song, and now I'm this, and y'all don't want to interview me? This person who's been so quiet, and that's another thing, like, yo, my whole career, all my songs, uplifting, all my songs, supportive of
black women,
black women, like, you know what I'm saying, it's noted. So for a line to just change that overnight, it was insane.
Why wouldn't somebody want to interview? I would want to know who you got hair from.
It's because that is true. Because we sitting here asking questions because we were trying to figure it out too. But I think it's because during the trial when everything was happening, you were in a light of like the supportive boyfriends, like, you know, and even before that, like your whole mantra is like support black women. And then when that line dropped, it's like, wait. So you were causing her more hell through what people perceived was already hell that she was going through, but that wasn't the case, is what you're saying.
What a way to paint a person. Exactly. Wasn't the case. Wasn't the case at all.
So what happened? Why did y'all break up?
Yeah.
I mean, because he's never like directly answered the question.
Why did we break up? There's a laundry list of reasons that could have caused us to be apart.
And I don't want you to give any of them because you still love that young lady.
That was my next question, because on your project, it sounds like, no, on the person, it sounds like you still love her.
You do.
You definitely love
you
her.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm a person that believes love doesn't go away. It changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, and I've always, and that's another thing I've stated, like, yo, I always want well for her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not a person that wants bad for her. I'm not out here calling her all types of such and such. I've never even discussed some of the things on that song with my closest friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when the song came, people's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I never ever talk bad about her to anyone. Not even, you know what I mean? Like, I do wish her the best.
What'd you're you still do holding it well right now.
What'd you do with the ring? Because you said that you picked out a ring from Greg.
First of all.
Salute to Greg. I saw a guy.
He didn't say he bought it. He just said he picked it out. We don't know if he actually
birthday,
got the ring.
Brooklyn
did you buy it? Hold on. Did you buy it or did you pick it up?
It's the money has been allotted for something different now.
But you said she lied to you about something. What did she lie about? What you was talking about earlier?
Cause yes.
When you buy a ring and you're about to propose, right? Mm-hmm. So you found out she lied about something, and that made you change your mind.
I felt like it made me definitely have to second guess where we was at. You know what I mean? At that time, mm-hmm. like it did damage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like internal. I don't know if it made us break apart, but it was just like it definitely took a blow to me.
Could you love again? Could you trust someone again?
I love again? Absolutely. I think I'm open to loving. Yes.
Do
absolutely.
You tell every girl you love them? Are you
no,
that guy?
Absolutely
are you the
not.
Guy that you my girlfriend? We going are you that guy?
Absolutely not. It's hard for me to like really like vibe consistently with a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not the I love you to every. No, it's not mm-hmm. me. It's not me at all.
You asked about Brooklyn Tyler?
Oh yeah. Well, you said that the ring wasn't purchased though, right?
Mm-mm.
That's not what you.
No, nah, Brooklyn Chop House wasn't. We didn't get engaged there.
Okay. All right.
What are you talking about, Lauren?
So on her birthday, they did dinner there, and it was a whole thing of if they got engaged or not. So I was trying to figure out if that was around the same time and if it happened, and then the ring got taken back.
No, that wasn't the case, no.
How did y'all meet? In the studio or?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, studio.
Y'all collaborating?
Yeah. Shout out to Jay White. You know what I'm saying? Jay White is a friend of mine. Just put us together to make some music.
Are you a person that has to wear the pants in the relationship? Because you got feminist tattooed across you. Mm-hmm. But on the, I forgot what record it is on the album, you said only one dick in this relationship. And I got it. First of all, pause. Okay. Second of all, what does that mean? You said that. How you laughing at what you said?
That's a good fucking line. You can either cry about it or you can whine upon it. You know what I'm saying? This is a good line.
It's the wand pun.
What does that mean for you though?
It's just like
because that sounds like very much I'm the man. What I say goes.
It's like I don't know. At some times in your relationship, you have to be the man, bro. You have to be
you
the man.
You have feminist tattooed yes, across I, your stomach.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a man. That's a feminist. You don't think so? You don't think that's possible?
Yeah, because I got four daughters, so it's like my future is female regardless.
And I have one that I love
very
much.
Yeah, and I love women. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. So I'm very much a man. I'm very much a feminist. I don't think the two have to, you know, be at odds.
Did you have a lot of pressure on a relationship? Because I remember, which is, people love y'all, right? They love you being a man and you being a man in that relationship
best
and how you treated
court,
her.
The best front court in the industry.
See? Look, don't even look at him. This guy's an ass. I don't even know how you call that your friend.
Don't respond to his "how you doing" text. Are you okay? Text.
So was
time.
It that much pressure? You felt like there was a lot of pressure on your relationship. Mad women would like pick me up like Party picks up Megan.
It was just a relationship. You know what I'm saying? It was a relationship like any other. You had great times.
Y'all had matching pajamas. Yeah, stop it. King.
Y'all
had matching pajamas, King. Come on, Party.
What does that have to do with anything?
Everything. That's family.
It was a good relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can match pajamas with everybody?
I
haven't been in that
many
relationships, Charlamagne. Oh. What do you mean?
Like, I wasn't mad at the matching pajamas.
Of course not. You match everything. Pajamas, yeah, vacation outfits.
Nothing. That's for the wife, though. That's for like the person you're going to spend the rest of your
He thought he was, Charlamagne.
You don't be listening.
You see? Thank you. Thank y'all, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna talk ever again? You're very careful with your words about her, I think.
Or have y'all spoke?
Yeah, have you and Megan spoke?
No.
Would you be open to that?
I don't know what the conversation would be about. You know, I don't know.
We see Nelly and Ashanti spin the block.
I don't foresee that. But you know what I do see?
What's that?
Sex tape.
Yeah, it's on everything. You know what
good
I'm saying?
Transition.
That shit is on Spotify.
Good transition.
It is on Apple Music. Matter of fact, I'm the first person to ever have his sex tape uploaded to Apple Music. Did you know that?
Mm.
Yeah. And Spotify.
Love to play it well.
I mean, that is interesting. I do wonder, because I can see the frustration, and I know it's got to be hard to go out here and promote a project and everybody asking you about it.
You want to talk about this?
Meg, do you feel like the relationship with Meg overshadowed your music career, or is it your lack of productivity?
I definitely think it's probably just on me. I think it was a productivity thing. I feel like it, but I'm like, I made a lot of fucking money, Charlamagne. You know what I'm saying? I made a lot of money. So I could say I was comfortable, happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could say, And I've been dealing with a lot of just little things that was messing up. Like I changed labels, management. Like I was just having a bunch of little issues that like prohibited everything from going smoothly. So that on top of being comfortable, you know what I'm saying, was just like fuel for not being productive.
Is it other things going on that we don't know about in Newburgh? Like, you know, family stuff, people think you changed, people hitting you up for money, like.
Man, that's just stuff that you deal with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't attribute that to my own lack of putting out music. That's just something I'm dealing with. But I'm trying my best to make sure that don't happen no more. You know what I'm saying? I got so much in the file, so much that I've been dying to share with people. And I feel like I'm seeing people really like it. And like, damn, like, you know, he used to do this. He really does do this. You know what I mean?
What's something you want to share with people that you haven't yet?
That I want to share with people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty fucking dope, just in case you haven't noticed. Like, in case you haven't known, you know what I mean? People, who is he? We never heard of him. Yeah, you know now. You know what I'm saying? Go check out the sex tape.
That's your fault, though. You can't be mad at nobody who says that.
You're lying, though. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. You know how I know? Because I go look at their page, and I go look at how many times they commented on me in the past 3 years. Nigga, you know exactly who the fuck I am. You're trying to be funny.
How you can tell that?
Look, I know.
I guess this is my last question about that the person record. Because you talked about a lot of the trauma that she's been through. You said she needs to do work on herself. Mm-hmm. If you knew that she had been through all these traumas that she needs to deal with, why make a song about it? Like, why put more salt in the wound, so to speak?
Gaslight.
You knew what that record was going to do.
They would say gaslight.
Gaslighting?
They would say gaslighting.
Because people already, like, she's not the belle of the ball on social media. Social media makes her more of a villain than you could ever be.
Especially after a song where she talks about not wanting to be here.
Is that what y'all pulled away from the song?
Yes.
Is that what you pulled away from the song? Honestly.
That is one of the things I pulled away from the song. Because being that I know you and I know how you move, I'm like, well, damn, why would Party do this at a time like this?
See, I didn't pull it from the song.
She just talked about how she wanted to kill herself and all types of other things. Like, why add fuel to that?
But I pulled it as he was trying to clear his name. That's what I pulled from this song.
I pulled hurt people. I pulled both of y'all have y'all own hurt from the situation.
You gonna say hurt people?
No, not that. Like, I meant hurt people, like them too, both of them. I think that both of y'all were both very publicly hurt, and there's still some of that there. That's why I asked, would you ever be open to having a conversation with her? But I just felt like, because again, going back to what I said earlier, because of this is my first, as a fan, looked at you as the protect black woman person, it's just like, you can get that lick back, but like, is it even really a lick? Like, does that even stick for real?
What lick back are you referring to?
The song that you dropped. Because it didn't come off as like, I want to clear my name. Everything that you were saying, people kind of already felt about her. Well, some people already feel about her.
My perspective and my reality was very different. It was very different. What I received was how terrible of a person I was, how shitty you are. And me knowing that the things that you said didn't transpire that way, and the fact that it was just one line with no context, I felt like it was just very calculated. You know what I'm saying? And me being so close to you and you seeing people do that to you throughout your career.
Like why would you project
that? Why would you do that? Why would you put that on me? You know what I'm saying? And that's why I just felt the need to disclose everything I did in the song. Like, yo, how are you doing this to me? Why, of all the things we've been through together, I just thought it was important.
But if you didn't get head in the bed,
it didn't happen like that, Charlamagne, is what I'm telling
you. Oh, you got head, just not in her bed.
Didn't happen like that, Charlamagne. That's all I'm saying.
It was in the kitchen.
Did you cheat, Party? That's all people.
Wasn't in the
fine. They said it wasn't in the kitchen.
Man, listen, bro, it wasn't like
people gonna keep asking you over and over until
what?
You give them an answer.
I gave an answer.
No, you didn't.
You did cheat.
Listen, you said. You said you listened to the song in its entirety. It's in there.
Yeah. I gotta go back again.
Well, context cues. He said he would never cheat first.
Yeah. Damn, Party.
Context clues. I put this in there. It's in there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me read these lyrics again.
I've said this.
Oh, boy.
How are you doing now with the, are you still, like, people have been seeing you with the Jada Kingdom and that whole thing. You smiling? Is that are you blushing? Is that a relationship? Oh, or like, gosh. How are you dealing with a whole new person? And you don't seem kind of like, close off or like done with what you've been through.
Listen, this is why social media is like an illusion, right? Like, this song comes out and now it's brand new again. You got to think about how long we have been separated. You know what I'm saying? You've seen how other people like months and months ago. You know what I mean? Like, this is not new. Like, I've been through this process of healing. I've done my all right, this is the my reality. This is, we've gone separate. You know what I'm saying? I've done and taken that time. I guess social media makes it look like it was like this.
That's
but,
the part that sucks, because when we seen her, you know, of course you see the pictures with the, when she was with the football player. They was like, damn, she cheating on Party, but y'all was finished by then.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you, just worse than Ether, bro.
Worse than Ether?
Bad, yo. I listened like once or twice because I didn't want to hear you like that. This is bad, bro.
What you mean?
This is bad.
You said worse than
Ether? You come out shooting, you like, yo, you start talking about all the people she was talking shit about. I don't even know these people. Kalon, Jalen, Darren. You say you talk shit about everybody, then cry like a Karen. You told her clean up her spirit, clean up her image. You say she got habits.
I said habits?
Nah. Yes, you what did. What you said no longer keeping up with your lies or supporting your habits to tell half truths.
Like, see how you almost did it? Like, come on, bro. Like,
you know better than
this
that.
Is, exactly. No, I'm not going to lie. This is very, this is kind of, this is rough.
She wasn't
party.
In the
I'm
gym. She only
lie.
Got surgeries. Yeah, did you read that part?
That's right, man. This is crazy.
But you, but so basically you're saying that you
got
feel like her
and you
one
started
line
posting gym pics,
was her, was as horrible as what you dropped. Like, you see the tick for tat.
This is bad, Party.
Y'all got this as tick for tat. Listen.
You did all this on my daughter's birthday. Wow.
Yeah, that part, I was like, damn.
Wow.
If you're going to read the first one, you got to read the other. You got to read this where it came though. From.
So the song dropped. It was your daughter's birthday?
Oh, okay, I get it. Right. I asked you to your face, did you fuck them niggas and you swore on your mother? I knew from then I couldn't trust her. Be honest with you, I get it. I say that all the time. If you swear on your mother or you're like somebody that's deceased in your life and you lying, you're a different type of person.
So that's all
I
it
understand.
Took for you to agree?
No, I you did
that. Bullshit that you said, Party.
But
that's
still,
all it took for him to agree.
But I still disagree, knowing all of the things that she's been through. I don't think you had to put her out there like this in this record, Party. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like that's such a, I really don't understand that take. And you say everything, but look at the things I've been through in this song. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I didn't know these things. These are brand new, right?
A lot of it we could have figured. Huh? Like, a lot of the stuff that you're talking about, we could have figured. Like, people have been saying that she's a liar. Some people feel that way. People have been, when we watched names come out through interviews and through the trial, everybody was like, whoa, check on Party. Is he okay? Did he know this before? Like, we assumed that you didn't know it.
Yeah.
So we assumed that that was the reason. Everything that you're saying, we kind of already were
like. Put it like this. Y'all would have never heard this song. Mm-hmm. Y'all would have never heard anything. I would have never spoken about my relationship. I would have never spoken about it, how it ended. I would have never spoken, like I said before, I've never spoken ill of her. And it would have remained, you know what I'm saying?
Until she released Cobra.
You know what I'm saying? It would all have stayed the same. That's my take. Like, yo, I didn't ask for this. I didn't start this. I had no plans on doing this. You know what I mean? Like,
not in your house, not in your bed. I get it. I get what's going on now. I get it.
Can we play a record off the album?
You got your lick back. You found out all these things.
Yeah, which song that record off the album?
What's your favorite song? You got your lick back.
Ah, boy.
What's the one we're going to talk about? The 4C Curls? What song is that? You talk about pulling on the 4C Curls?
Oh. Show Me Love.
Sexy. I'm going to be honest with you. I like a different type of
Show Me Love. Show Me Love. Show Me Love is emotional. I like Show Me Love.
I like a different type of partisan. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I gave several shades. Which
nah,
part?
I ain't getting no mercy, partisan.
Oh, nah, that's,
you know,
that's album bag though. That's album bag. That's like, yo, let me tell y'all where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? That's album bag.
This is more. Everything on here feel too commercial.
I feel bad for you though. People attack everything that you do. They even said Shake Something was the same as the Babies, and that was a shot at him. They just whatever that you do.
Somebody said that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you haven't heard the song.
What, it's the same, or it has
it's
the same
title. But it's because if you put it out there, it's up for people to perceive whatever they want. And
oof, how you want grace and lack empathy? Even to this day, I'm not your enemy.
Yo,
I'm
you still reading
the vibe that you send to me.
Yeah.
God damn, Party. This is one of the greatest diss records of all time when you listen to it. Why would you do that to her?
Don't laugh.
Why would
My man's
do
going
that
through something over there, man.
I hope she responds.
No, because then he's going to respond again.
Nope. He said enough.
Party, I know you probably regret coming up here now. You thought you
were
coming
up here. I thought, I'm like, yo, I'm about to be
amongst my friends.
He's my
friends.
He's my guy. I'm not going to lie to him.
This was a good convo.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm sure y'all do.
Party, the person was a bit much. It was a bit much for a line, yo. I'm not going to lie.
You don't know how he feels. What do we always say? For every action
can't
is a reaction.
Can't tell somebody how to react. I know.
You stab me, I shoot you, and I'm the bad guy?
I just know. You say on the record that she can hit up your mom for anything. Still, I don't think your mom would approve of this record. Remember when Jay-Z made
did you ask him if
remember
his mom
when Jay-Z
this
made
record?
Super Ugly?
Yeah,
and he
his
said his mom
mad.
Told him, like, yo, you went too far. I think if she heard that, she'd say the same.
What did your mom think about this record?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because you don't want
to hear it. I know she didn't appreciate the line that was said about me. I know she didn't appreciate that.
I'm
especially
sure.
with somebody that mm-hmm. she was speaking to.
Does your mom still speak to her?
They were still speaking around the time that the song dropped?
I don't think around the time it dropped, but like not too far removed, you know what I mean? Like,
what song you want to hear off your album, Party?
Anyone, what's your favorite one on there? Since you don't like it.
I like Show Me Love. I like Complain and Sex and Conceited. Which one you like?
I like them all. Which one you like?
You just said it.
Charlamagne.
You just said exactly how I feel.
That they all commercial?
Yes.
All of them?
This ain't the party I like.
Alright.
Can you give my hug, Charlamagne?
He like,
this my guy.
He likes,
I like a different type of party.
Wait,
go listen to Not Supposed to Be Here. That's the party I like.
He skipped Underrated. He's going to my mixtape.
I like Underrated
in the hood.
Too. Underrated has some joints. Underrated has some joints, but I like that's I really like that party on Not Supposed to Be Here.
I appreciate
but
that.
But you already told
that you
exactly
even acknowledging
what's going on.
That you even acknowledged that party.
You said
that.
You
he
got rich.
All day.
You got rich and you lost the hunger.
Nah, I don't think I
he
lost.
He didn't say
the
that.
Hunger.
He did say that.
I don't think I lost the hunger. I felt like there were several things that took place. You know what I'm saying? But comfort was one that that kind of allowed the slack off. I will agree with that.
So you got comfortable.
A little bit.
I need you to get uncomfortable. I need you to feel in the studio the way you feel in interviews talking about me. I'm serious, man.
Yo, at any point.
And this is what I'm uncomfortable doing. Interviews right now. I'm uncomfortable doing this, and we're gonna. Keep pumping
well,
music.
All this came up here and said they don't like doing interviews and we've never seen them again. That's going to be part of it. I just want you to know that.
I don't know. You want to play Sexy and Conceited?
It was Roddy Ricch, yeah. Roddy Ricch.
You want to do that. Sexy and Conceited?
You play that.
Or you want to do Show Me Love or Complaining?
Let's do Sexy and Conceited.
Yeah, that's fine. Sage is the key, the guy. What should we play, Sage? That's the one?
That's the one?
Let's go.
Sexy and Conceited.
Well, Party, we appreciate you, man. Are you coming back up here?
Sure.
Party my guy, man.
I feel like next time it'll be like I'll have all good.
I don't
want
to hear nobody talk about Party unless it got to do with music, but only you can change that. Only you can change that.
Mm-hmm. How can I stop people from being nosy?
Give them
you
something else to talk about.
But you can
about.
Give them something else to talk about, yeah.
You said unless it's about music.
I'm going to always talk about the music. Everything I talked about in this interview was about music.
There's so much more to your life than that. This moment that I'm sure you could share and put it in music, and then people will talk about it.
Hmm. Party came up here and got beat up and then got a pep talk. I just want to let y'all know
who beat Party up?
Wait.
O.D.
That's our guy. Sexy and Conceited, Party right. Fontaine, yeah. Sex tape out this Friday.
Party, we appreciate you for joining us, brother.
Thank you.
Damn it, man. We got to give Party a hug, man.
I'm glad Party went to therapy.
Wake that ass up
in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.